You're listening to SBS News.
After facing weeks of criticism over his handling of Australia's bushfire crisis, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced he'll take a proposal to Cabinet for a Royal Commission into the bushfires. A Royal Commission would look at the impact of climate change, the operational response at a state and local level, and the role of the federal government. Mr. Morrison acknowledges an increasing demand among the public for stronger and faster federal involvement. He says the future function of the Commonwealth in national crises will have to be assessed.
That was not something that was recommended going into this fire season, that there'd be any change to the federal government's direct role in responding to a national disaster. But I will happily concede that having gone through these recent weeks, that I think there is a very new appetite, a very new expectation for that to occur. Now, I think that raises some other issues, and that is, well, on what basis, under what rules, how does it happen?
Mr. Morrison also hinted at a potential change to the government's climate policy, saying the government's emissions targets need to evolve. Australia has pledged to cut emissions by 26% on 2005 levels by 2030 under the Paris Agreement. Mr. Morrison says the government will evolve its policy to reduce emissions even further, but without a carbon tax, high electricity prices, or the shutting down of traditional industries. He says government policy needs to address the consequences of climate change.
The issue of the fact that we're dealing with hotter, drier, longer fire seasons, that is an established point. That is not something that we have to spend a lot of time ruminating over. That's the case. And that's going to be the case going forward. And so it's important that we have an environment of policy that addresses that into the future practically.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Labor would support a Royal Commission, but he doesn't want to see Scott Morrison using it as a way to avoid answering questions.
He speaks about in the bubble, he says it's just gossip, and what we don't want is to hear in coming weeks and months, I can't answer that because it's been dealt with by the Royal Commission. So we want scrutiny of the government's performance and the inadequacies and the need to act now.
Mr. Albanese says the government needs to stop using what he calls accounting tricks in relation to emissions. It's a reference to carryover credits, which are a carbon accounting measure that allow countries like Australia to count historical emissions reductions that exceeded previous international goals towards their current targets. In Australia's case, it involves counting what was done under the previous Kyoto climate deal towards the current target under the Paris Agreement. Australia has faced criticism from other countries for using carryover credits, most recently at last December's UN climate change conference. Mr. Morrison now says carryover credits might not need to be used.
There has always been the option to have those carryover credits, and they've been used in the past, and if they're needed, that it is the government's policy to use them in the future. But what our commitment is to do is to reduce emissions and reduce it in the way that I've said, and that is to ensure that we protect Australians from reckless targets, from reckless policies that can destroy their livelihoods and their incomes and the future of their towns and of their regions.
But Greens MP Adam Bandt says relying on carryover credits is unacceptable.
If Scott Morrison doesn't want to use these dodgy accounting credits, then he should rule them out now. He should rule them out now. Scott Morrison sabotaged international climate negotiations just a couple of months ago because he wanted to rely on the right to use this dodgy accounting. If he's now saying that they're re-examining their climate policy, then rule out this dodgy accounting trick and commit Australia to getting to zero emissions as quickly as possible.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.